I want to share another piece. I'm pulling a Paul Friesen. I call it pulling a Paul Friesen when you write a piece on the day of, on the day that you recite it. You're coining terms. Does anybody know who Jean-Michel Basquiat is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He was a big inspiration for me. As an artist, he was someone that I really idolized. And the thing about idols is sometimes we lose ourselves in these idols and we forget about what we have to share. So this is about him and about being a new father. Young and wild like the radiant child, my light reflecting off the same old shit. Imitating life with a style similar to that of a kindergarten kid. Innocent and quick to take the riskiest grist, gripping the brush like freedom in an anarchist fist. My mind a mess, my mind amused by less, wrestling with complex concepts and more, letting go of the idea of perfection like some twisted Cinderella story where no glass slippers ever fit. Pumping bloody brush strokes with a broken heart, hurting badly to be fixed. It is what it is how I thought my thought process ought to be, up until I got bitch slapped in the back by the big hand on the clock, all because I never stopped to decompress the excess baggage and take the time to breathe, forgetting to balance out these talents with life. I would just lock myself in the studio and throw away the key, trying to fly too high without putting in time to dig deep. Young and wild like the radiant child, oh poor unhealthy me. But it wasn't my style, no it wasn't my stage, but so strongly I believed in the idea of success modeled by the mad genius on the screen, yet so blindly I ignored the true story of a fiend who sniffed the scent of death with a Pinocchio nose that he couldn't quite keep clean. When I was young, wild and naive, I used to dream of swimming in the mainstream, famous name and all for all the fans to see. Young and wild like the radiant child, but was never willing to really sacrifice me. So 180 degrees, the tables turn. I gave my respects. I said my piece. August 12th, 1988. Jean-Michel Basquiat the Great. His end was the beginning of I as the true artiste. At 27 years of age, his family, friends, fans, and followers shared sorrow and shed tears. On my 27th birthday, I had the gift of telling the proud man in the mirror, "Congratulations, you are still here. Alive and well, healthy with no heroin holes in your arms. Young, talented, bright, and spiritually strong, happily content to not be that self-proclaimed king, but the under-god pawn. I am 28 now. Proud to have created what he never did, a piece of piecework that is way beyond comparison, a piece that cannot be rivaled by any one of his drawings or paintings, the highest form of creation, the one that keeps creating. Life. Precious life. June 11, 2012. The world, when the world thought the world would end, my best friend gave birth to my sunshine, Nerio Zen Fox, a radiant child of my own, who, through him, Jean-Michel Basquiat, the king, lives on. Okay, how much time do I have? I was gonna do that piece yesterday. I felt a little bit better about doing a piece yesterday. You did it. Or fuck it. Maybe I'll just.
Don't do the piece.
Do it.
Okay. If you don't like it, it's your fault. I recall once upon a time. Connecting with the letter I's, I began my journey into the center of the earth. 20,000 leagues under the sea, sounding out the key to the magic school bus that would drive me from point A to point Z. Exercising my voice with a choir full of curious George kind of kids who had acquired the gift of being able to sing. Now I know my alphabets. Stories stored in the treasure chest of my mind where the jewels became the tools that allowed me to enter this wonderful world of rhyme. In between punchlines where I read that fiction could fly, and therefore I could rock 500 thinking caps like Bartholomew if I wanted to really picture what my life of pie could look like if I ran the zoo. With the Yodel, the Turtle, the Cat in the Hat, and Horton who heard a hoop. Oh, the places you go when you become your own Dr. Seuss, I told myself. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing the great sights. You'll join the high flyers who will soar to high heights. Imagination connected my life with the light, like fingers interlocked that helped boost my inner fox up to, in smelly socks up to the windows of opportunity where I could watch myself pronounce verbs, adjectives, pronouns from lost and profound poems that I would proudly call my own, unlocking the mystery of how to build my inner Sherlock Holmes, one that would become solid like mortars and bricks, not fragile like straws and sticks. And who knew you could learn so much from three little pigs and a big bad wolf who taught me to never poke the patience of the adults with a pointy Pinocchio nose? These were lessons that were taught to us when we were young so that the truth could be told and we could grow out of our old elementary habits on the new ones. Oh, yes. I remember the days when we would turn the page to the new chapters in a life story that gave most kids goosebumps. Not quite ready to grow up yet. I was still sporting Thomas's snowsuit and 50 below zero, protesting against boring middle school textbook information saying, Robert Munch will forever be my hero. You can't replace him, nor can you take away the lives of any other of these cool carriers of civilization. See, I was the pony boy in the band of outsiders, hesitant to be a little adventurous and make some new friends, telling myself, why the hell would I want to hang out with Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and no offense to Jack Kerouac, but I was not ready to be back on that road again. I was moving slower than Franklin, passing at the time, and I never imagined that I would grow too attached to these books, but I did. And who could blame a kid for loving what it gave and loving what it still gives today? Amazing with its grace, it saves lives. Keeps us on the hunt like Harriet Spy with an eye out for more secret gardens in the mind. No, I cannot deny that once upon a time, I held on so dearly to the sweet company of my red dog Clifford and my homies, the Bernstein Bears, the Grinch who stole Christmas, the paper bag princess, James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, my childhood family of mystery and fantasy who opened up the doors to new platforms in which I could form my own opinions on my own art form, Oliver, twisting stories like my name was Charles Dickens. Now listen, I'm not talking about authors, I'm talking about magicians who are not just some hardcovers binded together to hold in bits of information. I'm talking about immortals who have buried their body languages in these pages and have made their mark, and because of that will live on and will live strong for many more ages to come. I'm talking about storytellers who inspire other storytellers to tell stories about stories that are never really ever done. Stories that will live happily ever after the grandfather's clock has ticked and tucked in. Stories that are too good and too important to ever be stopped. It cannot be stopped. Unless the end were to end with a dot, dot, dot.
Oh, no.